about to get really awkward in here.
Great.
And if you want to view the awkwardness, just go to our Facebook page and you can check it out because it's streaming on Facebook Live right now.
Yes. Oh, I hate this game.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And if you remember not too long ago, we played a game on this show called Plead the Fifth. If you're not familiar, it's a series of awkward questions that get asked to each of us. And we're forced to reveal things about our personal lives that we wouldn't normally share in a regular conversation. Some of the things that we've learned from prior rounds of Plead the Fifth, we learned that Brooke ran a stoplight once and got pulled over for not wearing pants.
What?
Did we not learn that? Did we learn that?
No.
Okay. I wish that happened in my life, but that hasn't happened.
Okay, we didn't learn that. Yeah. I was confused then.
Yeah.
And we also learned that the weirdest thing that I've ever had to do in a counseling session was wear a mask with my feelings written on it.
That's right.
Yep.
That was real.
And then it was awkward when you wore the mask to work the next day.
Spoiler alert.
You just like embraced it.
Didn't help.
Yeah.
So what kind of weird things will we learn about each other today? We're about to find out in a brand new round of Plead the Fifth.
Man.
I don't want to know anything more about you guys.
If you don't know how the game works, here's how it works. Each contestant is asked several revealing questions about their life, and you have to answer them truthfully. You can choose to plead the fifth and not answer a question, but you can only plead the fifth one time. After that, you have no more help. You have to answer every question that's asked to you. And young Jeffrey is the only person who knows the questions, so he's gonna be doing the asking. And it's time to play Plead the Fifth. Everybody's excited. Yeah. All right, young Jeffrey.
This gives me anxiety.
Whenever
it really does.
You're ready to start the game, go for it.
Let's do it. Let's start with Brooke.
No!
Oh, good.
Sweet.
Brooke.
Jubal and I.
Yeah.
Ladies first, are you ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
Just shut up, Jeffrey.
Question number one. When was the last time you yelled at your husband, and what did you say to him?
Like, actually yelled?
Raise your voice.
Raise your voice. Yeah, yeah, let's go raise your voice. Like, I mean, I say a lot of things to him on a daily basis, but when did I yell?
That's a hard one. I actually, like, honestly, we haven't yelled at each other very much lately.
Well, he doesn't
never
yell back. Exactly. Like, not at each other.
Yeah. That's what's frustrating about my husband. Like, he will literally just leave. I'm like, you're supposed to fight with me right now. Why are you so level-headed all the time? I want to say that the last time I yelled, it's always over something stupid, right?
Yeah.
I just want to, like, preface that.
Yeah.
It's always over something really dumb. And I think the last time I yelled was about him wearing his shoes in the house all the time. Because he's the only one in our family that does it.
Right.
And the reason he's doing it now is because now... Now he has plantar fasciitis.
Ouch.
So he has literally the ugliest looking old man shoes that he's wearing.
Jeez, and you yelled at him for that? I have plantar fasciitis. It hurts, man. Like,
terrible.
It's so hard to walk sometimes.
But seriously, you can't take the inserts out and put them in your slippers or something.
Come on.
You're tracking mud and stuff from outside everywhere. We have a baby crawling on the floor.
That's like being mad at someone for having crutches.
Yeah.
Like, come on, he needs it to help him.
He doesn't need to go outside in the mud and then track it inside. At least wipe your feet or something. Obviously,
I know
I'm still heated about that.
Barely walk.
Oh, give me a break.
But suck it up. Also, the foxes aren't weak people. You want to continue to be in this family, you got to toughen up, idiot.
Seriously, right. It's like I'm married to a 65-year-old man.
Well, that was an honest answer.
Yeah.
And you didn't plead the fifth on that
man,
one.
It
so.
Made our lives sound so sexy, too.
Yeah, right? Plead fresh,
yeah. We're playing Plead the Fifth. If you don't know what the game is, we are asked a series of personal revealing questions from young Jeffrey, and we have to answer them truthfully. We can plead the fifth and not answer only one question. Other than that, we have to answer everything else that's asked to us. Jeff, who's next?
Jose, you are next. Are you ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
I almost just want to plead it now, but I'm going to take a chance and listen.
Tell us about an embarrassing time at school when you knew that you were different.
Oh, God. I instantly can think of this. And really? This is so embarrassing.
Right away.
And it still embarrasses you?
Well, it embarrasses me more now. At the time, it was great. But now, it's like the most embarrassing story. Okay, so if you can't tell through the radio, I have severe ADD, okay?
Yeah.
I've always had ADD. And when I was in, like, third grade, I was getting in trouble so much at school. And my mom came in, and my mom works with lawyers, okay? So she came in, caused a ruckus. She was that mom, and said, hey, he's getting in trouble because he has ADD, and you guys are disciplining him too much. She dropped the American Disabilities Act on the principal and said, we can sue you. You're discriminating against my son. So after lots of talks, I played baseball, Little League at the time.
Okay.
From like third to seventh grade, I was able, whenever I wanted, to go outside and take a break, and I could bring my mitt and a tennis ball and play baseball with myself outside. The only person in the entire school, literally, I could say whenever I wanted, I could take a 10-minute break because I would get distracted. And my teachers had to let me because they were scared of my mom.
That's amazing.
Right? And then I was getting an extra 45 minutes on all my tests.
You got extra time on your tests, too?
They would let me stay after because I had ADD, so if like, I couldn't pay attention, and they're like, well, that's, you know, a lawsuit if you don't give him a chance.
Awesome.
So I literally, thanks to my mom, is the reason I made it through school.
All right, well, I think we also need to adopt that on the show. Anytime you want to leave and go out and toss a baseball around in the parking lot, go for it.
Oh, my God, you were the baseball kid. You know that people remember you as the weird baseball kid.
Kids would go, we had outside bathrooms, so they would go outside to the bathroom, and they would look at me and be like, there's the weird tennis ball kid, just throwing with his mitt.
There's some kids that are still friends from that time in your life that are like, what was that guy's name?
The kid
that had to go outside and throw a tennis ball around.
I would like wear my uniform sometimes too. It was bad.
All right. Nobody's pled the fifth yet. It's time for another question.
Jubal, it's your
guessing
turn.
Guessing that's me. Oh, yeah. No, weird. Wait. You sure?
I'm sure.
You're positive, Jeff.
Are you ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
I suppose.
All right, Jubal, you recently broke up with another serious girlfriend. What was the real reason your relationship ended?
Ooh.
Dude, this is a bad question. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Kind of personal.
I'll plead the fifth.
Why?
And I don't even know what you're talking about. I plead the fifth. I didn't get out of a relationship. I've been single for a long time.
No, he's lying.
I plead the fifth.
You are so uncomfortable right hardcore. Now.
Yeah, pleading the fifth. Okay, so I've used my lifeline.
So that means you have to answer no matter what.
So let's go back to Jubal.
Jubal.
Next question. Who is the worst kisser you've ever had? And describe the kiss.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, man. Okay, worst kisser ever.
Probably Jose that one time.
No. We don't talk about that one time, okay? It was
nice. It was good, though, yeah.
It was for TV, and you guys made me do it.
We did. Jose and I did kiss one time. We used to do this TV show.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, you guys want to kiss? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
No!
Jose was like,
come on. I've never kissed a guy in my whole life.
Yeah,
one time. Now, yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't Jose. That was nice. We bonded that day, and I liked it.
That was a nice look.
Yeah. He's got some supple lips on him, and I appreciated it.
Thanks, bro. I don't know how to.
The worst kisser, I think her name was Melissa.
Okay.
And I remember this kiss. I always think about this kiss.
Really?
But yeah, we like dated for like a minute, and it was a long time ago. But she kissed like a the only way I can explain it was a dog lapping at his water bowl.
What?
A lot of tongue?
But like quick, big like
strokes.
Laps, like yeah, like a lot of tongue. But then it was just like
up and down.
Yeah. You know, I'd try to get her to stop. You know, I didn't like say anything, but I would try to like hold her a certain way, like maybe if she feels like her mouth is like connected to mine enough, like she'll do like a regular, and she just kept lapping up that water. And it's a terrible kisser.
It makes me want to try that when I get home with my husband.
Try it.
Oh, God.
Right. All right. So we've made it through a few questions in plead the fifth.
Okay, good.
But we're not done. Because only one of us has pled the fifth so far, and that's me. So we'll ask some more personal revealing questions.
Yay.
And see if anybody else pleads the fifth. Coming up right after this, it's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Got a text in at 78592 that says, I love, 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 love the awkwardness in this segment.
Oh, God.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And we're playing a game called Plead the Fifth. If you don't know what that is, young Jeffrey is a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Literally, I hate him right now.
That's a side note.
And he's smiling. Look at him.
Young Jeffrey asks us a series of personal revealing questions, things that we wouldn't normally talk about in a normal situation. And we have to answer those questions truthfully. We are able to plead the fifth on only one question. But after that, every single question has to be answered. So far, I've pled the fifth on one question.
I think it was the first time you've ever pled the fifth when we played this game.
It is, actually.
Yeah. It probably is.
Yeah, and I've gone dark.
You're not speaking.
You don't back down. I think they're rethinking their questions sometimes.
I wish you would back down, dude.
Yeah. They just asked me a question they knew for sure I would plead the fifth on. That's all they did. Brooke answered the question the last time she yelled at her husband. It was because the poor guy's suffering from plantar fasciitis and wanted to wear his plantar fasciitis shoes in the house, and she got mad.
Because he's in so much pain.
Jose,
seriously, find another solution.
Jose was asked the question, when did you know you're different from other kids in school? And it was when his mom worked it out so that he could take 10-minute breaks anytime he wanted to go throw a tennis ball outside because he has ADD.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
For like 4 years.
Yeah, no, it was a long time.
Jeff has more questions for us, though, so whenever you're ready, ask us some more.
We're going back to Brooke here.
Oh,
you ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
Yeah.
Brooke, who was the last ex that you stalked, and what did you find?
Ooh. Last ex that I stalked. I'm trying to think. I tried to look for one, like, a couple months ago that I had a weird relationship with. I used to work with him in radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
And he was a strange dude, but I couldn't find him. I couldn't find him anywhere.
Well, that just makes him even weirder.
Yeah, I know, right?
Why does he not have social media?
I tried his shortened name. I tried his nickname, and I couldn't find him.
But you're really trying to stalk him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something going on?
Try to drive by where he used to live.
And then, well, I will say, I don't know if this counts as stalking. I'm still friends with, like, one of my big exes on social media.
Big ex?
Like, well, is that size? Like, or, one know, of my like, chunkier exes.
Yeah, he was a big dude.
Why'd you have to throw that in there? No wonder you guys broke up.
You were to throw shade at him.
Like, he was the one that I was really in love with.
Got
you know,
major.
Like, yeah, like major. Major ex. Okay. And his photo popped up on my time feed, and it was him with a dead elk.
Oh, that sounds like an ex-boyfriend of yours.
Yeah, it does.
Found the right guy.
And so it made me curious, so I clicked on his stuff.
Okay.
And he has a new family, which I'm congratulations.
Good for him.
And he's killed a lot of animals, is what I found.
So congratulations there too, I guess.
Hey,
yeah.
He's all right. Providing for the family, I guess.
There's that.
So far, only one person has pled the fifth, and that's me. Go ahead, Jeff. You got another question?
We're going to Jose.
All right.
You ready to answer the question or plead the fifth?
I'm nervous. My hands are really sweaty. But yes, I'm ready.
Jose, tell us the one thing that you were most disappointed with at Brooke's wedding.
Oh, what? That's a messed up question.
There's no way you can answer this without offending Brooke.
My wedding was amazing.
It was a really fun wedding, I'll say. Let me preface by that.
No.
Lots of fun.
Just get to the thing that you didn't like.
Tell me.
There's two things I'm thinking about.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not like there's two bad things.
All right.
How could you possibly find two things, let alone, I mean, one thing, but two things?
Nothing was terrible.
Perfect.
Wait, nothing was, okay, just say it.
I'm interested, too,
really
to see what
scared,
you're going to say.
I'm really scared,
because I'm staring at you.
Well, you might
right
want to move to the other side of the studio and remove any sharp objects from Brooke's hands or away from Brooke.
I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. Okay. It wasn't my, like, favorite style of dress. It wasn't my favorite dress I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful, but it was, you know, a little...
My dress? You're insulting my dress?
Not insulting.
I am sorry. I looked bomb in that dress. I would wear that dress right now if I could get it on. I would wear that dress every day of my life. I look so good in that dress.
I should have gone with the camel.
You should have done something else.
The camel was amazing.
There was a random camel in your wedding and no one
knew why. My husband rode because, you know what? Grooms need entrances too. It's not all about the bride.
Then I go with camel. I'm going with camel.
Yeah, well, it's too late. You already went with dress.
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
And by the way.
Wow. I think you're fat too.
No, I didn't call you fat. It just wasn't a great dress.
Dude goes to the wedding and goes, okay, everything was good. But seriously?
Listen.
What's up with the dress?
I just, you know, I could train and everything, but the style.
Okay, so you thought about what dress you would want if you were getting married. It needs to have a long train and definitely some flowers, like on the on the head. You know, okay.
It was simple and classic.
All right, well,
they gave me a waist and hips for days, okay?
Can't believe you didn't plead the fifth on that one, Jose.
I thought it would. We're friends.
Shut up.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing a game called Plead the Fifth.
Oh, my God.
We are each asked a series of very personal, revealing questions.
And we're ruining relationships right now is what we're doing.
And we can only plead the fifth on one of those questions. After we do plead the fifth, we have no more lifeline. We have to answer everything else that is asked to us. Jeff, do you have any more, or can we just end the game early?
No, I've got more questions. I got lots more questions.
Oh, great.
Now we're going back to Brooke.
Oh,
Brooke, are you ready to answer another question or plead the fifth?
Probably because I hope it's about Jose. I hope it's about how stupid Jose is.
I'm sorry.
It's probably because I'm the only one that's pled the fifth, and he wants one of you guys to plead the fifth, too.
Brooke, describe your last big O in three words.
Does not involve me at all, thank God.
If you can remember when that was.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
the three words can't be the year that you remember it happened.
You guys are very funny. Married relations
love
are awesome.
Is
okay?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you hear from a lot of people.
The three words I'd use are cathartic. Felt very cathartic. It was good.
That sounds exciting.
She farted.
Yeah.
Maybe I have the definition wrong. I don't know.
What's another word?
Three words. Scarce?
Overjoyous? Overjoyous?
Overjoyous? I don't even think that's a word, is
okay.
it?
Okay. And then, sleepy, because I got a great night's sleep afterwards.
Sleepy.
A sleepy-o.
Nothing like a sleepy-o to get you through the night.
Dude, we had a baby that slept all night that same night. It was like the stars aligned
Everyone
for me,
was sleeping.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Sounds amazing.
I got another question if you'd like. For you, Jubal.
Yeah, no, we're up against the clock, though.
Oh, what a coincidence.
This is a quick one.
Okay.
Jubal, it's your turn to describe your last big O in three words.
Okay.
Words can't be sounds.
They can't, okay.
Yeah, I know you.
All right. I'll do surprising.
What?
Surprising.
Are you having trouble lately?
That's worse than mine, you guys.
Oops.
Whoa. That wasn't. Yeah, where'd that one? I don't know. So we'll go surprising.
Interesting.
Yeah. Surprising. Happy.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And loud.
Oops.
Oh, loud.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well,
vocal?
I don't like it
very.
At all. No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had to tell myself to keep it down. It's kind of embarrassing. Move at 92.5.